Any question?
Maharaj, Rupa Goswami, he was the acharya of Sambandhagyan.
Who?
Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
He was the acharya of Sambandhagyan or Abhidheya?
Of Sam?
Sambandha. Sambandha. Gyan.
Oh, acharya of Abhidheya. Sambandha is Sanatan. And Prayojan is Raghunath Das. And Abhidheya is Rupa Goswami. How to attain, how we can reach to the highest goal, means to the end. That was mainly given by Rupa Goswami. And what is the end? That was rather given by Dasa Goswami, Raghunatha. And what is the position, place and the position and the purpose of our life? And our relation with the environment that is given mainly by Sanatana Goswami. Sambandha Vidya Prayajan. And Jiva Goswami has given us a protection from the public and from the scholar's side to create some adjustment, how the scripture, step by step, takes us there. But my Guru Rupa Goswami has announced to be the highest thing, how the Shastra comes to prove that. To the scholarly people, Jiva Goswami has given so many explanations. Reason and Shastra and the reason supplied to support this Gauriya Siddhanta by Jiva Goswami and the Baladi Vidyabhushan afterwards, Vedanta Charya, the author of Govinda Bhashya on Vedanta, Brahma Sutra. And the Parakriya Rasa has been mostly dealt with by Rupa Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami, both Vidhi, that is the scriptural, about law abiding devotion, as well as a tinge of anurag, free love. That is given by Sanatana Goswami. And purely the free love as the way to attain the absolute in its highest position that has been proved and approved by Rupa Goswami. Vaikunthajanitu varamudhupuri tattapi asutsavat vrindaranyam udharupani ramanat tattapi govardhanam radhakundamihapi gokulavati rimamatak plavanat kurjatasya virajato giritati shivam vivekinaka virasa. In Krishnity, we are given brotherhood of Godhead. But here, we are given not only sonhood of God, but His fullness and consorthood of Godhead. Yes. The sonhood of Godhead is the root of Godhead. Yes. We have to realize that. Because parents are also servants, a particular kind of servant, in filial service. Filial affection, that is really a service we can't ignore, and we have no necessity to ignore. And the Lord must be in the center, not in the circumference. He is the Creator, He is the Father, He is above all. is in a bhaji, in the bhaji. No, he's in the center. He's always in the center. And our central thought is really in what is called here lust. Our center of all our all being is love and affection, not knowledge, neither energy. So he must have his central position in the domain of love. From there he will control everything. The controlling office of the whole must be in the domain of love, not in power, neither in knowledge. We have to realize that. If we can realize that, then we'll understand what the Gaudiya Mata, what Mahaprabhu, what Bhagavatam has given us. What sort of wealth given to us? If we understand this grand karma, the energy and the knowledge. They are of lower importance. They are rather cover of real life, not a part of real life. This faculty of knowledge and energy, that is rather cover. And love is our real life. And these two, they will be subservient to love and beauty. This is the situation of the world, in reality. We have to understand that. Then we will understand what is devotion, what is bhakti. Otherwise we would become sahajya, that is imitationist. We shall go on with a fashion. We are wearing this tilaka, the garb and all these things. But if at heart we can really realize what is the position of real love and this faculty of knowing things, that is luxury, a passion, which is impossible. A finite can never measure infinite. It is sheer folly, again. And the karma is an enemy. It is, any karma is digging your grave. The energy by which you want to thrive here, that is digging your grave. If it's not connected with the Absolute. And Gan means a ludicrous thing. You finite, you want to get the infinite in the feast. A ludicrous attempt. Only the method of love, through which the infinite will be inclined to come through by Saranagati, and that is the realistic, only realistic attempt of our development. And all else is not absurd and injurious. And madman's gesticulation.
Maharaj, what is the situation when there is prachar without achar? What is that categorized as?
Achar is necessary for the preacher only to help them to come to sympathize us according to their adhikar, that is their position. To advanced persons, achar may not be necessary. But to the juniors, achar is necessary to show some extraordinary behavior to attract them. That is necessary. Only for the attraction of the public, achar is necessary. For prachar, achar is necessary. to otherwise they will think that they are all that according to their own whims they move, they have got no any schedule or any controlled life, there may not be real truth or good, so they will misunderstand. Ishwaranam vachasvattam tathaiva charitam kachit tesan yat sabachu yukta buddhimans tat samacharit. Ishwaranam vachasvattam, the leaders of the higher order, what they say, that is true. Vachasvattam tathaiva charitam kachit. But their conduct are not always the same. Acharitam, tathaiva charitam kochit, sometimes. Always try to follow what they do, their advice. But don't try to imitate their conduct, achar, always. Charitam kochit. They are sometimes according to their own advice. Tesang yat sabachu, sabachu, the achar, the conduct which is one with their, same with their advice, buddhimang stat samacharit, an intelligent man will accept them all. So, achar, when he has realized a higher state, he may not be very ardent to follow the conduct of the lower state. So, but when he would come to advise me, he would say what is necessary in my position, but he himself may not accept the same thing as his own conduct. He's above that. He has finished that class, study of that class.
Yes.
And he's reading in a higher class. And when a student of that class comes, he gives study of his level. So, Ishwaranam vachasvattam, their advice, because advice, he knows that he is giving advice to a particular section, he will always give in a proper line. Advice, vachasvattam, tathaiva acharitam kochit. But their own practice is not always with their advice. That they themselves may go to a higher position, no necessity of that sort of practice. Tathaiva acharitam kochit. Ang yat sabachu acharitam, acharitanam, of the conduct which is corroborated by his advice, buddhimam tat samacharit, an intelligent man will accept them. Buddhimam tat
samacharit.
He is very eager to publish, circulate this book. So no translation of the local scholars is coming to mark, after mark. If you please do it, it will be great help. That man is very... Hare Krishna. In the previous link, to start an English medium school here yourself, no?
Yes, that was
one. You told.
Yeah, that was back in March. I was trying to find some way to stay here at that time. And so that was the only service I could think of offering. You had told me that the Gurukul was Upasaka. So I dismissed the idea. So now I have one person from England. He has replaced me in Vrindavan. He is taking my place in the Gurukul. And so now I have time to devote to translation. And a few of the acharyas, they are interested in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and other such works to be published. So Akoyananda Maharaj and myself were talking to Bhakti Charumakata, and he said that there were some rooms next to your mat here, which I think Achyutananda Maharaj used previously.
What?
There were rooms.
Rooms?
Yes, where our Guru Maharaj was staying in this house nearby.
Oh, yes. That house.
So he said to inquire as to whether those rooms may be still available, or maybe they were being rented out to some other grihasthas.
Yes, Dharma Sharma will already propose that we can preserve that house for our necessity whenever it will come. So we can take that house on rent.
Gaurakishore Das Babaji, his Jivani we have also completed in English.
What?
Jivani.
Jivani.
Jivani
of Swami Maharaj.
No. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Oh, Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, Jivani. Right.
Yeah.
Param Purusha Gaurakishore.
Paramahansa.
Paramahansa Gaurakishore.
So with your blessings, we would like to undergo this here in Navadvipa.
It's a very happy and fortunate undertaking.
Actually, the last 4 or 5 days, we have been traveling.
Bombay to Bombay,
then to Delhi,
and Delhi.
Then we went to Mathura to see Narayan Maharaj. Then we went to Vrindavan. Then we went back to Delhi. Then we came here. Our minds have become a little disturbed, so we could only think of your shelter. And then Dear Krishna Maharaj read this letter to us last night, which Srila Prabhupada had written in, 1969? So this reaffirmed it in our minds that we should undergo this. But of course we can do nothing without your blessings.
Much affection for me. And he also told me that I am taking these gentlemen here, and it will be your business to look after them. He told me also several times. I see that my Guru Maharaj wanted me to go to the West, but I could not go at that time, somehow or other. But he is so merciful that he is taking you all to me here. They won't let me go off from his command. What he said, what he wanted to get from me, he must get me done by me. My Guru Maharaj. I am a living old man, and gradually feeling that I am withdrawn from the other world. Memory the other capacities are vanishing day by day. But still, as much as possible, it will be my very life to cultivate about these things. But we imbibe from our Guru Maharaj and the thought to be things of the highest type, to distribute it to the to others, fortunate and yoga ki wale, so just proper souls. That must be a fortunate itself. I asked Jayatirtha Maharaj to send Uddumna son to me if he can find him there. Because it is that Uddumna son, perhaps is a Swami or
no,
might like
no.
Grihastha Uddumna. Das, or what is his
name? Adhikari.
Adhikadasa Adhikari.
Ah.
He gave me a paper where 18 points of complaint against the GBC. He took me a paper with 18 points. So these are our complaints against the present management. According to that, and he told that this is not only mine alone, but this is the complaint of many of us. And as we look after you, as well-wisher of our institution, I have come to you, that please try to keep us within the fold and ask them to be a little liberal and to accommodate all of us by proper consideration to these points, 18 points he gave. And accordingly, I wrote a letter to Tamal Krishna, to his Lord, America. But Tamal Krishna answered the letter, replied that no, what's that going on very well, is progressing, with greater progression. And those that are complaining against, their number very few. But the letter may be with me. So I can't go now, leaving the field. When I shall go to Navadvip during Mahaprabhu's birth ceremony, I shall meet you and explain the things, what is there. He came, but he did not meet me at that time. Then things went worse. Then I found a position when that very Tamal Krishna and Hamsadut Maharaj and some other gentlemen, they are receiving some check from the controlling agency.
Yes.
Then they came here and anyhow I asked the authority and they also came to me and I effected a compromise. The question of faith, not of harsh administration. So, if any difficulty arises, you internally manage it and don't give it any publication and don't want them to stand as culprit just on the door of your court. of justice. Then the whole thing will bring some reaction to the whole institution. Today this man is unfit, another will be tomorrow unfit. The recognition of your divine master would have no value to the eye of the public.
Yes.
So meanwhile there's a private compromise, and that was affected somehow. Lord Krishna, Hamsadut. Yajitra Maharaj perhaps was not present at that time.
Was yes, he but he was the third person to be dealt with by the GBC.
And Yajitra Maharaj also visited me later on. His complaint against him was that he is showing so much emotion and disturbing people, all these things. Then, is it real Satyika Bhava or this thing? No.
Yes.
Never be. This is rather the shadow, misguiding things that come in our mind. Then Yajitra Maharaj listened to that. And at that time, these gentlemen forced the role of sannyasa on him.
Yes.
And he, of course, accepted. But he could not keep it. When that question again came to me, I told I can't say anything before I meet Yajitra Maharaj himself personally. Then I was told Yajitra Maharaj has come to Puri on pilgrimage, and Pataka Maharaj gave a long letter to me, such as the conditions at present. Then I told that as a third man I shall approach the thing without any bias from any, or prejudice from any party. So I want to get him here as an independent person, not on your behalf. But that was done. Tarushwami took him here. I wanted his wife also. She also came with a boy. Then I tried my best to convince them. Once when you have taken the position of sannyas, of course that is the highest and the real position of the preacher, you should not go back. Kivabhipra kivannasi shudra kan noyati krishna tattva vetta sei guru hai. It is written in Chaitanya, and your Guru Maharaj, though in as a householder, still he gave you the, empowered you to go on to make disciples, go on preaching in that way as an acharya position. But that was all right. But once when you have accepted the position of a sannyasi, now if you go back, it will be detrimental to the cause of the ISKCON, and that will bring a slur in the name of Guru Maharaj, the great Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
So you must come back as soon as possible, without much advertisement. And he told that he had some hesitation, but he was forced to a certain extent to take sannyas. But he had in mind that Guru Maharaj gave him a particular position, and also the acharyaship of a particular yoga. And now I have taken sannyas, whether it will be helpful for me or not. So this hesitation made me weak, and I came in connection with my former wife. But anyhow, I think when you have once accepted, right or wrong, you must not go back to keep up the purity of the name of your great Guru Maharaj, and also of the institution before it goes to wide publicity, you accept that sannyas. You give a letter to your sannyas guru, Kirtanananda. He said, I have again decided, I have convinced by Srila Maharaj, and I have again taken the robe, and I think he will sanction it. In anticipation of your sanction, I am taking sannyas to keep impression. I asked him to go just to Katwa, the place of sannyas of Mahaprabhu himself, and there he will take the sannyas. It will be even gravity, it will add to the gravity. It will be easy for you to keep up the sannyas. You will get inspiration and force from there. The Mahaprabhu took sannyas from here. He looks around and bow down there and accept the law again. And you get some letter to your sannyas guru. The formality, to keep up the formality. It was done, Charu Swami and some other from this mod accompanied him and took sannyas, satisfied. And here, of course, beforehand, I convinced his wife also. What is best you consider? You are sacrificing for Krishna, for your Guru. You have come out to sacrifice everything for Krishna and there to get him in return. You have come out for that? Well, yes. Before marriage, you joined Swami Maharaj's movement, yes. You want Krishna. And if you sacrifice the best thing, then he must look after you. In this way, she was convinced, and through weeping and also smiling, with both contradictory emotions, she had consent. The boy cried aloud, my father is becoming sannyasi again. No. He's a general. The fight is going on with Krishna consciousness and the Maya. And he's a soldier. He has come as a general to fight. And you, when you've grown up, you will also be a soldier. And perhaps a general also to fight with Maya. We are all soldiers of Krishna. To fight with Maya, we are all out of hope. No place of showing any weakness or affection against that. Anyhow, the boy was encouraged. Mother also encouraged the boy. I gave her a garland on the neck of the boy. That's very much encouraged. Anyhow, the things happened in such a way. I gave reply to the letter of Jayapataka Maharaj. He wrote that under the instruction of Bhavananda Maharaj, I have arrived into it. I told that I tried my best and what I have done to my best understanding. He has accepted sannyas again. And now the next thing depends on you to adjust with the your administration. This way. But I am told that the lady went straight to London and Jyoti Tumharaj went to Hawaii.
Yes.
And from there to America perhaps.
Yes.
And he was told that Rameshwar is my man. Charu Swami also said Rameshwar Maharaj is an intimate friend of Jyoti Tumharaj. But I heard that Rameshwar Maharaj, again Jayapataka and Bhavananda came to me. Jayapataka Maharaj is preaching that I am taking sannyas from Sridhar Maharaj. I don't
very confused.
He has much for this administration.
Very confusing.
And he told it to Rameshwar Maharaj. And Rameshwar Maharaj is giving vent to this feeling of him that he has said, I've taken. I don't know, of course, materially he might have taken sannyas from me because by my inspiration he was induced to take sannyas again. But formally, I asked him for the permission of Kittanananda, his former Gurudev.
Yes.
So you do not make much of these material things. You try to give a cover of the formal things and try to hush up and for the name of good name institution. Don't make much of the formalities. If necessary, I shall also request him that don't preach that I am your sannyas guru. I helped you.
Yes.
But I have, at the same time, I told you repeatedly that you take permission from the previous sannyas guru. So, for the good of the good name of the institution, you admit that. This is the position now.
Maharaj, before I left Los Angeles, Rameshwar Swami, he gave me some questions that he wanted me to ask you.
What is that?
Well, one of the questions, he wanted to know that in your mat, who would be the next acharya? One of your younger godbrothers or one of your own disciples?
Janardi, I think, one of my disciples. That is the general case. But in a special case, the position may be taken by any godbrother. But in the general case, the disciple. That is the order. But it's such proper disciple not found in particular case, then I or anyone may take either God brother or disciple of any other God brother, he may put in the chair. If the quality we give real importance.
How would they know to take that position? You would tell them, or they would have some realization, or
who?
Your disciple.
That is either to me, and if possible, before my passing away, I shall give the name that he may do the work of an acharya after me. It may be.
Did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur designate anyone as acharya?
Acharya from whom?
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Before his leaving this world, did he designate anyone as acharya?
No. Before? Oh, he, no. His last words are there. He told, form the governing body and go on with propaganda. Then he asked one of his disciples, whom we thought to be next to him in Siddhanta, in the theological knowledge. He asked, is he here? But yes, he is here. Vasudev. He asked him that Rupa Raghunath, the words and the advices of Rupa Raghunath may be continued. You have to look out. That was told in our presence to that gentleman who was there are two men, one publication, that is Harmonist and Gaudiya, and the editors were Kishikanta Sainath and Sundarananda Vidyavinoda. And he was at the back of them, this Vasudev Prabhu. And he was requested to see that the words of Rupa Raghunath, their advices, may not be stopped. You look after them. Then he told, taking the name of Bharati Maharaj, the Bharati Maharaj may look after the mission. Look after this mission. But we did not take it that there is an acharya. But he may not create a parallel institution. We thought like that. Then he told, I am indebted to Professor Sanyal, Bhakti Siddhakar Prabhu. Then he told, of a governing body, but Kunjabhagu will manage as long as he lives. That was one sentence in his last word. Form a governing body, but Kunjabhagu will manage, later Rikritha Maharaj, manage as long as he lives.
Did that mean separately from the governing body?
His intelligence excels that of all. This was about him. He should be respected. We took it for this, that Kunjabhagu was managing during Prabhupada's lifetime. He was really managing the whole institution. So he should be respected. But he was a Krihastha. We are sannyasin. He had some drawbacks. He was educating his brother, educating his son, and he was building. He was a very poor man, and he was still in the service in a postal department. He is building pakka house in his native place. So many complaints against him we heard. But he told that he should manage as long as he needs, and he should be respected. As he did not selected anyone as his follower acharya, so there was differences of opinion amongst us. And there were many ambitious sannyasins. They were very eager to go on as acharya themselves. And this Kunjabhagu management, they are in one party. Okay. Then a clash began. There are parties, generally two parties. One accepting Vasudev Prabhu as acharya, I was among with them, and another, those that wanted to be acharya themselves, and with Kunja Babu. There were three trustees, Kunja Babu, Paramananda, and Vasudev Prabhu, whom we wanted to make our church. The one trustee one side and two trustees another side. So there was a case in the High Court. So Prabhupada did so many things happened. But afterwards, we found some defect in Vasudev Prabhu, and we could not accept them any longer. And many of us came out. And after some days,